The liturgy gives us another opportunity to reflect on seeing. We dwelt for a while on this yesterday. It came naturally to us because we started reading from the book of Revelation, which is all about seeing, or things being revealed to us to see them. And yesterday Jesus healed the blind man, so that was certainly about seeing. Today's gospel is the story of Zacchaeus, who was not blind, but it's very clear that he wants to see Jesus. So I think we will read again from the book of Revelation. So I think this theme of seeing is a fruitful direction to take. Maybe I can start with a little story from my trip to the States. I was scheduled to make a retreat, and I usually go to a monastery. But at the last minute, the monastery called up and said they're closing down the guest house because they had some retreatants who had COVID, so they had to shut everything down. So at the last minute, I was able to make an arrangement with another retreat house that I had never been to, and I spent a few days there, upstate New York, a beautiful place run by the Redemptorists. Since I had never been there, I didn't know what the place was like, and one day when I decided to take a walk, I started walking through the woods behind the retreat house, and I discovered paths all through the woods, and I saw some wild animals, and it was a beautiful little walk. Maybe I spent an hour wandering around in the woods back there. And when I got back, one of the women who works in the office greeted me, and I said, I discovered you have a lot of walking paths here. And she said, oh yes, did you see Jesus? And I said, well, no. And she said, there's a big statue of Jesus in there somewhere. And I said, oh, wow, my goodness, I walked all around, I didn't see it. I said, where is it? And she said, well, I don't know, I've never seen it. I've never seen Jesus. But retreatants who come here and take walks in the woods tell me that there's a big statue of Jesus in there. So, of course, that gave me the very clear mission. The next day, I said, I'm going to go out and find Jesus. And so I took my walk, and what she had said to me the day before was, you took the road less traveled, and so you didn't find Jesus. So I decided to take the main paths, and I walked down the hill, and sure enough, there's a big statue of the Sacred Heart, not hard to find at all. And I'm very surprised she hadn't seen it, because from the road, it's very visible, a big statue of the Sacred Heart. So it turns out that it's not that hard to find Jesus if you're looking for him. Anyway, here's Zacchaeus. He wants to see Jesus, but he's short, so he can't see over the crowd. He wants to see him so much that he climbs a sycamore tree in order to catch a glimpse of Jesus. Now, in the New American Bible, there's a footnote that says this account about the rich tax collector can be compared with a story earlier in the chapter in Luke's gospel about the rich young man. So two rich men. The rich young man, as we know, turned away from the invitation to be a follower. Zacchaeus is a rich man who welcomed Jesus coming to his house. So I suppose that's a good comparison to reflect on. But it seems to me that Luke himself sets Zacchaeus right next to the blind beggar that we heard about yesterday. The passage, it's a continuation of the passage, end of chapter 18, beginning of chapter 19. So the blind beggar and Zacchaeus. Now, on the surface, they look nothing alike. In fact, they're about as opposite as they can be. The blind beggar, absolutely poor, and the rich tax collector at the top of his career and a wealthy man. But if you look past that superficial difference, you can see how similar they are. First of all, they're both in Jericho. They both want to see. They both experience that when they express their desire to see, they discover that Jesus wants to see them. Jesus wants them. Jesus calls them. He called the blind beggar over in yesterday's gospel, and in today's gospel, Jesus goes right to the tree where Zacchaeus is, looks up and calls him by name, "I want to stay at your house. Come down quickly." Both the blind man yesterday and the rich tax collector today experience salvation because they meet Jesus. And yesterday, Jesus told the blind man, "Your faith has saved you." Jesus tells Zacchaeus in this gospel, "Salvation has come to this house." So they both experience salvation. They both experience that their desire to see Jesus, their seeking of Jesus, is met by an even greater desire in the heart of Jesus to see them, to seek them. So the seeker is being sought. Jesus himself is a seeker. He comes to seek and to save what was lost. So this is, I think, a beautiful thing to reflect on. This desire to see Jesus is planted in us by Jesus himself. He gives us his spirit so that our hearts are stirred to seek him. And he himself wants to come to our house. He wants to stay with us. Notice that both the blind man yesterday and the tax collector today, Zacchaeus, both encounter opposition from the crowd, which is a very common experience. When we seek the Lord, we will encounter people who will get in the way, either because they look down on us, they want to silence us, they want to blind us, they want to distract us, they reject us because we're sinners, they reject us because they're jealous of us, or whatever. Who knows? But in both cases, there's this crowd that threatens to be an obstacle between the seeker and the Lord. In both cases, the men disregard the opinion of the crowd. You see, human respect has to be cast aside. We cannot love the Lord and love being admired by people at the same time. It doesn't work. The blind man yesterday just ignored them and called out louder. Zacchaeus in this gospel, when the crowd says Jesus has gone to stay at the house of a sinner, he doesn't deny that he's a sinner, but he doesn't back off from the salvation offered him. He responds beautifully. I'm a changed man. I've met the Lord. I'm happy that he came to me. I'll give half my possessions away. I don't need them. And if I've done anything wrong, I'll pay back four times over. I'm more than willing to give evidence of my conversion. So accuse me of being a sinner if you want to, but I'm a repentant sinner. I'm a joyful lost sheep who has been found. So that's experiences of seeing. Now, let's turn again to the book of Revelation. We're in the section of the book where there are letters or messages sent to the seven churches. In modern language, we would probably call them dioceses or archdioceses. So there's seven. The first one is Ephesus. We heard about that yesterday. Then there's a few more. Then in today's reading, these are just excerpts. We pick up the message to the church in Sardis. That's the fifth one. And then we skip over the sixth one, which is, I think, is Philadelphia. And then the last one is Laodicea. And in each of these messages, remember, these are the word of the Lord to particular churches. In each of them, there is something positive and some constructive criticism. Always for the sake of calling people to repentance. Always evidence of Jesus the seeker wanting to be welcomed by his sheep who should be seeking him. So in Sardis, they have a lot of disorders. There's a few people who have remained faithful, but a lot of them are, even though they have a reputation of being alive, maybe they look alive to others, but in fact, they're dead. They're dead, spiritually dead. Jesus says that when he comes, since they're not ready for it, they're going to experience his coming like a thief. In the next church that we see here, Laodicea, when he comes, he knocks on the door. It's not a thief, but someone who wants to enter and dine with us. But before we get to that part, we see what the angel, or what the Lord says to the church in Laodicea, that they are neither cold nor hot. And that's a bad condition to be in, lukewarmness. What is the cause of their lukewarmness? It's complacency. They say, I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything. They're putting their trust in some external advantages, and that's blinding them to their real spiritual condition. Isn't this a valuable warning to us? If we're of the attitude that we're doing fine, that we don't need anything, we're in big trouble because we're lukewarm. Jesus says, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. Don't be self-satisfied. Don't be complacent. I'll spit you out if you're lukewarm. So you see what they say, I'm rich and affluent and I have no need of anything. Zacchaeus did not have that attitude. He was rich. He was affluent. He didn't need anything. And yet he realized there was something he did need. He needed Jesus. He had this inner awareness that he wanted to see Jesus. Jesus had something that Zacchaeus did not have. Maybe Zacchaeus didn't know exactly what it was, but he was willing to make the effort to seek the Lord, to see the Lord. So that you see the contrast between Zacchaeus and these people of this church of Laodicea. They don't realize that they're wretched, they're pitiable, they're poor, they're blind, and they're naked. So Jesus, that's a pretty harsh thing to say about people, but then he says, here, there's a solution to this problem. Not earthly gold, not earthly garments, but the gold of faith that you can get from me. The white garment you can get from the sacraments. The ointment for your eyes. Grace that can make you able to see your real condition so that you can repent. Then he says, I'm standing at the door and I knock. I'm not a thief. I'm not going to force myself in on anybody. You might think that when I come, I'm taking something from you. In fact, when I come, and I'm going to come for everyone, I come to give you something. I come to give you a share in my victory so that you are victors. I come to give you a share in my throne. You can sit with me on my throne as I sit with my Father on his throne. So this is a message of encouragement, but it can only be received by those who acknowledge their need, those who are willing to seek, those who cry out. It's the spiritually dead, the spiritually blind who are in danger because they don't recognize their need and they don't open up any space in their heart for the Lord to fill them. I stand at the door and knock. That's what Jesus did when he came to the sycamore tree with Zacchaeus in it. He stood at the sycamore tree and he knocked on Zacchaeus's heart. I come down quickly. Open the door to me. Open the door of your house. Open your heart, your life to me, because I mean to come and stay with you. I want to enter your house and dine with you. I want to share with you the richness I have. So it doesn't matter if you look at these Gospels yesterday and today. It doesn't matter if we're rich or poor, blind beggar or rich tax collector. What matters is whether we are seeking the Lord, whether we're willing to welcome him, whether we're willing to accept our need for him. That's what matters. If we don't have that, what can the Lord do for us? He wants to give us everything he has. Let us open our hearts, our eyes, our spiritual eyes, to see, to welcome, to rejoice.